Now, bathing in hot springs is a Japanese tradition. It dates back centuries. Wounded warriors in the 15th and 16th centuries sought out those onsens, the hot springs, for their curative effects. Nowadays, they're used for relaxation, but while on assignment for ABC News, our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer found out they're not so easy to film in.
I've got to say, this is one of the stranger assignments I've been on. The traditional Japanese onsen experience involves getting naked, showering off to clean your body, and then having a long, hot soak inside a rock pool with very warm water that comes from a volcanic hot spring. And often, you're thigh to thigh with a bunch of old Japanese men. When I first visited Japan, it was a new and somewhat odd experience, but I thought I'd never see these people again, so whatever. It's a wonderful, relaxing experience. No one cares that you're all naked together. Inside the bath, stripped of all material possessions, everyone is equal. It's a great leveller. As a correspondent and video journalist, I film my own stories, and I've had some unbelievable opportunities to shoot in some remarkable places. I never thought I'd be filming inside an onsen. So I made sure that during my weekly Japanese lesson, I nailed the most polite way to ask someone if I could film them.
From here above. We'll see if it works.
The baths have been separated by gender basically since Japan opened its doors to the Western world from the 1870s onward. The problem was, the onsen owner we were interviewing was female, but the best location was inside the men's bath. At this point, we were all clothed, but the men using the onsen carried on in the background, stark naked.
You can't see, it's all out of focus.
Okay.
Everyone out of focus. Can't.
I didn't understand that Yumi, our bureau producer, wasn't talking about the framing of the interview. It was about having to avert her eyes from the gentleman entering the water right next to us.
Can't see anything.
No, can I? Now you can.
Yeah.
Eventually, it came time to interview some men, and the owner and Yumi left. I was surprised at their willingness to be filmed, from the neck up, of course. Eventually, I needed to get into the water for an interview. I disrobed, showered, and got into the hot spring with two men I'd known for all of 30 minutes.
I've got to say, this is the first time I've ever filmed naked. It's work. It's work, I'm promised. Manny, can I just get you...
And then it came time to delicately shoot my own piece to camera. I made sure the framing was perfect and that nothing was under or over exposed.
Jake Sturmer, ABC News, Beppu.
Taking his life in his hands, the North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer there reporting from Japan.